This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday made Donald Trump the first U.S. president ever to be impeached twice, formally charging him with inciting an insurrection in a vote held a week after a violent mob of his supporters besieged the Capitol. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He must go.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi had urged colleagues to search their souls before the vote, accusing the president of inciting an armed mob to storm the Capitol last week and declaring him a clear and present danger. But with the nation reeling and the president due to leave in just a week, Republican Tom McClintock and others argued impeaching him now serves no purpose.
I cannot think of a more petty, vindictive, and gratuitous act.
Actually, removing the president from office before Joe Biden's inaugurated seems unlikely. Mitch McConnell's spokesman says the Senate GOP leader will not bring the Senate back early for a trial. When it happens, McConnell is not ruling out voting to convict the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. In a press briefing, Bowser says the city is asking Americans to take part virtually rather than on the Mall in Washington.
We have asked Americans not to come to the Washington, D.C. event, but instead to participate virtually. And we know that is the right choice and the best way to keep everyone safe.
The mayor says the city has also discussed with the U.S. Department of Interior the cancellation of public gathering permits in the days before and after the event. Those discussions are ongoing.